Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A man who spends his days involved in chesed was once asked, "How are you able to accomplish so much? It doesn't seem humanly possible to do what you're doing." The man replied, "When I'm asked for help, I always say yes. A lot of the times, I do not know exactly how I'm going to be able to fulfill the request I'm being asked to do. But I try as hard as I can and I pray to Hashem for help and Hashem gives me siyata dishmaya. I find myself being able to help people in ways that I never could have imagined. Being able to do chesed is a zechut. Being able to do any mitzvah is a zechut. If we truly want to have those merits and we do what's in our ability to accomplish them and ask Hashem for help, Be'ezrat Hashem will also receive siyata dishmaya." A young lady emailed that she has been doing a teleconference on Shemirat HaLashon every night for the last 2.5 years. Each time they finish a book, she arranges an event to give chizuk. Last week, she organized a challah baking event as they just finished another book. About a week before the event, her mother saw an advertisement to order Hilchot Shabbat books free of charge. She ordered a few, and they ended up being delivered to her doorstep on the morning of the challah baking event. It was such a beautiful book. They wished they could give them out to each person who was going to attend that day. With much effort, they tracked down the woman who was behind the sponsorship of that book. She was delighted to hear that she can give it out to so many people. And then she told them how she saw the Yad Hashem so clearly. Usually, she sends the books in the mail. This time, she noticed that the address of this young lady was near her son's yeshiva. She said, her father always used to say, "You do one mitzvah, then you try to catch another." She was planning to drive her son to yeshiva that morning, so she figured she'll catch another mitzvah and personally drop off the books. But then her son wasn't feeling well and was going to stay home. She said, "I already said I'm going to drop off the books, so I'm doing it anyway." She said that she sponsored those books in the merit that her daughter who was sick gets a refuah shelema. Later that day, when she got this phone call that they wanted more, she was elated. She said she had 36 books in her car and happily brought them all there. That night, every one of those books was given out to people who were excited to read them. When you want to do something good and you try hard to do it, usually you will see siyata dishmaya. Another young woman told, for the last 3 years, she had to deal with a chronic health issue. She has trouble swallowing. Her heart rate sporadically just begins to increase. She has problems with her bladder and her bowels, and occasionally she'll even lose her balance and just fall to the floor. She has been going from doctor to doctor, but no one has been able to properly diagnose her. During the same time period, she had become ostracized from her classmates and her community at large, due to false reports that were spread about her and her family. She knows it's all Me'et Hashem for her best, but she has such a difficult time trying to forgive all the people who have been putting her through so much pain and agony. She heard about all the great sigulot that come about when you're able to forgive, but it's just too difficult. Recently, she heard an amazing story about how much Hashem helped a girl who was able to forgive when it was so difficult. She then started crying to Hashem and repeatedly asked Him to help her be able to forgive. That same night, a former classmate of hers called. It was the first phone call from a former classmate in years. She said she was getting married in a few days and didn't want to go to her chuppah, still at odds with her. She asked sincerely for forgiveness and then said, "I know it would be difficult for you to come to my wedding with everyone being there, but I would love if you could possibly make it. The young woman said, I saw Hashem sending me the first step towards forgiving. I resolved I was going to go to that wedding and make that girl happy to see that I really did forgive her. A few days later, on the day of that wedding, the young woman received a phone call from a doctor saying he finally diagnosed the problem. It had to do with the spine, and they are now, Baruch Hashem, on the road to treating her. Hashem wants us to do what's right. We can get so much help if we want it and we ask for it. With Hashem's help, we could accomplish anything, even the most difficult chores. Have a great day.